Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Ladies.
Good morning.
Ladies. Sir, how are you doing?
Oh, really? Is that what we're doing this morning? Is this where you want to be? At 8:45 in the morning?
Oh, come on, dude. We're just having some fun. Listen, nobody is perhaps better suited to talk about the Falcons-Saints rivalry than myself. There's so much history.
I agree with him.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
I just thought you were going to, like, bring in Mike or something.
No.
Like, oh, New Orleans guy.
Like a guy that played in the league. Nah, he doesn't know anything about that. She's ready for, like, oh, who are you going to hand off to? Nope. Right here. So here's the thing. You moved to New Orleans as a freshman at Tulane. I'm 18 years old. And that's right in the heart of Bobby Hebert, went on to later become a really good friend. And gave him his first job in the business when he retired. He's your quarterback in New Orleans. Don't know much about the Saints. Don't know much about New Orleans. They got Ricky Jackson and Pat Swilling and Sam Mills and that, you know, killer four linebacker, Von Johnson. And you're like, wow, this is super fun. Like on Sundays, Tom Benson's got the umbrella. And you kind of be like, this will be fun for 4 years. You go to a lot of Saints games, right?
Did you really?
Well, I mean, when you get tickets, but it's just like a cool thing in that town.
Right,
like
right.
Everything else in New Orleans when you move there. The music, the food, the culture, the people. You kind of, listen, my daughter's named Nola. Obviously, I got an affinity for that town. Married a woman from Lafayette, Louisiana.
There you go.
Filled with a bunch of crazy-ass Cajuns rooting for LSU and the Saints.
Yeah.
But then you move years later to Atlanta. You become the you own a radio station. You're the flagship of the Falcons.
Your face is in the airport.
That's a good point.
You get friendly with Arthur Blank. Matt Ryan does your show every day for years, and you start to realize, like, I kind of hate the Saints. Like, I have no reason to care about the Saints. This is all about the ATL. Everything I have in my life, I have Atlanta to thank for that. I don't care about my wife's silly Cajuns and the Saints. And so seeing both sides of the rivalry, of which no question over the last decade, New Orleans wins, right? New Orleans, they get the Super Bowl. We don't have. They've won 9 division titles. 15 years ago to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, and trolling. They're the ultimate trolling unit, right?
Yeah. Don't get him started, please.
No, yeah. Neither one of us started. That's
so my point is there's a lot to the rivalry. Falcons came in the league 58 years ago. Saints came in the league 57 years ago. Obviously battling out that division. Had a long stretch where they were both awful. Then had an amazing stretch of Drew Brees versus Matt Ryan. You got moments. Do you want me to give you a few of them? Some of the great moments
in
history. Well, they've only played once in the playoffs. We won that game. Chris Miller, Michael Haynes having a couple of touchdown catches, including one with under 3 minutes left. So that was a moment, 1991. There was a season, I think it was back in the playoffs with Steve Bartkowski, where we swept them, including the famous Hail Mary Bartkowski, which ends up in the air to Alfred Jenkins and gets the deflection, one of the most famous plays in the history of that rivalry. Mm. So there's that moment. There's Deion Jones, under 3 minutes left, picking off Drew Brees.
Yeah, and was that that one? Yep.
Yeah, that was 2017, I believe, right?
16.
Legendary.
16.
Yeah.
Okay. There was Michael Vick's rookie season. He gets the football, the 11-yard line, goes the length of the field, and Jay Feely silences that crew with a 37-35 win. So there have been a lot of great moments over the years for the Falcons.
And this, no, 17, the one 17 here on Thursday Night Football also had a Deion Jones interception where he didn't take it to the house, but he goes airborne in the red zone.
And then he catches it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Sean Payton choke game.
Yep.
When he looked over at
Devontae
Freeman and gives him the choke sign.
Yeah, what a.
So,
great guy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, once Sean Payton and Drew Brees came into town, 18-year stretch, they're 25-11 against us. Saints are 25-11 in the last 18 years. There's the famous Katrina game, obviously, which, you know, Falcon fans kind of can deal with because it was what it was with the Steve Gleason play and coming back after Katrina and U2 in the building and all that. But then there's just been a litany of other bad losses and taunting. Drew Brees runs up the score.
The record-setting night for Drew Brees.
Mike Smith had to be restrained by Reggie Roberts before he did his press conference because they were running up the score on him on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And that's when you were at the press conference. Mike Smith comes out after they ran it up and is like, it's our job to stop him. And literally needed a 10-minute calm down. Sean Payton, one of the biggest Bush League head coaches all time in terms of that stuff. You give player choke jobs, you run up the score. Then there was 2 years ago, you're up 26-10 at home, and Jameis Winston lights you up in the fourth quarter, and Arthur Smith's Marcus Mariota experiment goes south, right?
Yeah, I remember one of my favorites is, I think it's 2019, and team's struggling. We come off a bye, we go down there. And we're, I think, the only team to ever keep them out of the end zone at home under the Sean Payton, Drew Brees era. Beat them like 26-9 or something. That was like, that was
ended Drew Brees' streak.
Yeah.
Drew Brees had a touchdown streak that ended as well.
There you go.
Listen, they got the best of us, relatively speaking, of late. I will say this about going to the game. Unlike going to a Red Sox Yankee game or other places, fairly respectful how folks treat each other. You don't see melees of epic proportion.
I got a funny story about that, man. I scored a touchdown in this game.
Yeah.
My extended family, like cousins, aunts, uncles, are in the crowd in Saints gear. I score a touchdown. They erupt. I mean, they're like season ticket holders. And everybody's looking at them like, what are you doing?
There? Yeah.
And they said they told them the story, and eventually there was like a group of like 40 or 50 Saints fans that
hugging
were
hugging them or clapping.
Like, oh, that's really cool.
It's
man.
Not the nastiest. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you it's friendly. But it's not the nastiest that we've
seen.
Because we're happy to be in New Orleans partying our ass off regardless.
Sure.
That's always a great weekend. Yeah, and they like coming here because they usually win of late. So, combination. Anyway.
Not this weekend, Steak.
Not this weekend. That's Steak Tips, Saints-Falcons.